Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we'll be discussing the importance of being doers of the word and not just hearers. This crucial topic will remind us of the difference between merely listening to God's word and truly putting it into action. So stay tuned as we uncover practical ways to embody the teachings of Christ in our daily lives. Today's Bible verses are from James chapter 1, verses 22 to 24. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his own face in a mirror. He sees himself, then goes off and promptly forgets what he looked like. That's James chapter 1, verses 22 to 24.
Let's dive a little deeper into what it means to understand God's word. As Christians, merely listening or reading isn't enough. We need to internalize these teachings and integrate them into our daily lives. Imagine God's word as not just a book or a sermon you listen to once a week, but as a living, breathing guide that shapes your every decision, your actions, and ultimately your character. You see, the word of God isn't a checkbox on your to-do list that you tick off after Sunday service. Nope, it's so much more. It's a source of wisdom and guidance that goes beyond the superficial layers. When we treat the Bible as just another book, we miss out on its transformative power. It's like being given a priceless treasure and treating it as just another trinket. And here's the thing, God's word is often misunderstood as a collection of rules and commandments designed to restrict us. In reality, it's the opposite. It's not a heavy burden meant to weigh us down. It's a law of freedom. It's a pathway that leads us to a life filled with purpose, joy, and inner peace. It guides us to break free from the suffering and emptiness brought by sin and darkness. When we begin to understand God's word, we realize it is about love, compassion, and service. It's about building relationships and communities that reflect the love of Christ. It's not meant to chain us, but to set us free, free to live authentically and profoundly. So as much as we study and listen to sermons, let's go further. Let's open our hearts and minds to the lessons and wisdom given to us. Let's strive to embody these teachings in our everyday actions, letting our lives be the proof of God's word at work. Imagine this. You wake up in the morning, head to the bathroom, and glance in the mirror. You notice some dirt or smudge on your face. What do? Instinctively, you reach for water and soap and cleanse it off. You don't overthink it. It's a natural response. This is how we should approach living by God's word. Applying God's word should be as innate and essential as keeping ourselves physically clean. Just as we have a strong desire to look presentable and feel refreshed, we should have an equally strong craving to live by the principles taught in Scripture. When we truly understand and internalize this, we begin to see spiritual cleansing as just as important, if not more, than physical cleansing. Now, why is this necessary? When we actively apply God's word in our lives, it becomes a guiding light that directs us away from sin and darkness. By living according to the word, we lay our burdens down and embrace freedom, the freedom to live righteously, to love deeply, and to serve wholeheartedly. This is not about adhering to a set of rigid laws, but about embracing a lifestyle that liberates us from the chains of wrongdoing and misguided decisions. Consider how you feel after a good cleansing splash of water on your face, refreshed, renewed, ready to start the day. Similarly, when we apply God's word, we experience a spiritual renewal that empowers us to face the challenges of life. We become better equipped to resist temptations, make compassionate decisions, and interact kindly with others. Living by God's word is a continuous process. It's not about a one-time change, but a daily, deliberate practice to align our actions with our beliefs. Every decision, every interaction becomes an opportunity to reflect divine principles. From showing patience in the grocery line to offering a listening ear to a friend, these daily acts accumulate and build a life that mirrors Christ's love and wisdom. So let's strive to make God's word an integral part of our daily routine. Just as we don't leave the house without checking our reflection, let's not start our days without reflecting on his teachings. Let's read and meditate on Scripture, not just for knowledge, but for transformation. Let's crave these divine truths, applying them earnestly, and see how they guide us into living better, freer, and more purposeful lives. Daily commitment. It's easy to get caught up in the rhythm of life, isn't it? We go from one task to another, moving from meeting to meeting, from responsibility to responsibility. Amid all this busyness, we might find ourselves attending sermons, Bible studies, or reading devotional books. But here's the crucial part. If we don't take what we've learned and apply it, it remains just that, mere words. Words without action are hollow and void. So what does it look like to be a doer of the word in our daily lives? First, let's commit ourselves to read the scriptures with the intent to understand and apply them. Approach your Bible not just as a book of knowledge, but as a manual for living. Ask yourself, how can I apply this in my life today? What is God teaching me that I need to act upon right now? Next, let's actively seek ways to love and serve those around us. Look for opportunities to extend kindness and compassion. It doesn't have to be grand gestures. Simple acts of love and service can make a significant difference. Hold the door open for someone, lend a listening ear to a friend in need, or offer a genuine compliment. These small actions reflect the love of Christ and his teachings. Remember, applying God's word should come as naturally to us as breathing. It should be a constant part of our daily routine. Whenever you face a decision, big or small, turn to God's word for guidance. Let it be the lens through which you view the world. Let's make a conscious effort to live out what we read and hear. Don't let it sit dormant in your mind. Let it shape your thoughts, your words, and your actions. Let's rise up as a community committed to living out God's word each and every day. By doing so, we not only transform our own lives, but also have the profound ability to impact those around us.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before you with humble hearts, seeking to not just hear your word, but to live it daily. Help us to internalize your teachings, letting them guide our every thought, decision, and action. May your word be the light that leads us through life's challenges, and may it refresh our spirits like a cleansing stream. Grant us the strength and wisdom to embody your love and compassion in all that we do. As we go about our days, let us be doers of your word, bringing your light to the world around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for spending this time together in reflection and prayer. As we part ways, may God's word continue to guide and uplift you in all you do. Stay blessed, and may his grace and peace be with you always. Until next time, take care and walk in faith. Blessings to you.
Zeros. Zeros.